It is Mind Food Radio, and I welcome to Mind Food Radio from www.DrEmilyO'Leary.com, Dr. Emily O'Leary. Hello.
Hi, Nikki. How are you going?
Good, thank you. And the reason I mention that is because Dr. Emily is new and now live. How's the new website going?
Oh, look, it's going really well. It's just a real kind of joy to be involved with and meeting some really nice people. So it's great.
Excellent. And you get to help them too. Right. I'm very, very excited about what we're going to be talking about this month. It's body language. Oh. I love body language. Now, the title of the article is Source Your Inner Wonder Woman. And you talk in this about a Wonder Woman pose. Now, what is the Wonder Woman pose and do we need a leotard?
Well, I don't know. You can probably wear the leotard if you like. I mean, it is kind of cute. You know, I mean, everyone needs to have probably their Wonder Woman kind of pose and costume. But I thought this was really interesting because I knew body language was important. But then they started talking about this Wonder Woman pose. And I think, you know, you can obviously see in the article, which is hands on your hips and legs slightly apart and looking straight ahead. And in America in particular, people are really running with this.
Okay, I'm doing it now. Hang on. Do I feel more do I feel more omnipotent?
Well, it's supposed to make you feel really empowered.
It does.
And, you know, they're collecting data around it.
I'm actually feeling like I could. What does she do? She's got invisibility powers and a lasso and all sorts, hasn't she?
Yeah. I think she's got a really special little belt. Yeah, it does something, and I can't remember.
Me either, but she's quite hot.
No.
She's quite hot as well, and that helps.
Oh,
anyway,
absolutely.
We digress. Yeah. How important is our body language, Emily, in our daily conversation?
Look, I mean, the short answer is it is important, but how important, trying to quantify that is a bit difficult because things like looking people in the eye, holding your head high, shoulders back, all of that does suggest a certain amount of confidence and kind of inner strength. Whether you feel it or not, that's what it does. So I think it's important in terms of conveying a particular message or strengthening the message you're trying to deliver. But people have been mixed and research mixed as to, you know, how much it influences people and the like. And I think in some ways shows like Lie to Me and those types of things where you infer like ridiculous things from a person blinking have made it a little bit more problematic. But in short, it's important, but we're just not quite sure how important.
Okay, well, I've heard something, and I'd like you to clarify if you know any more about this. I've heard that in a conversation, it's 20% what comes out of your mouth and 80% how it comes out of your mouth.
Couldn't collaborate the ratio, the percentage, but I do agree with that.
Yeah, all about tone. It's like me saying to you, oh, that was a really good idea, or going, oh, that was a good idea.
Look, exactly. I think the way you deliver something is super important. Body language, tone of voice, all of that. It says a lot about you personally and a lot about what you're trying to deliver. I mean, and you think about how we raise our kids and even just in the therapy room, a lot of it is not so much on what you're saying, but how you're saying it and the way you're delivering it. And it affects things like social skills and making friends and the way you feel about yourself. Yeah, look, I think it is one of those things that's important. But, you know, you can read a lot into other types of what I call micro behaviours, and I talk a little bit about that in the article.
Okay, let's say that we all want to be Wonder Women. What are some of the things that we can adopt from a body language perspective to strengthen how we're perceived? I've just beat my chest.
Posture is number one.
Right.
Okay, so I think in our day and age, and I'm sure if we're, like everyone just checked their postures now, I'm pretty sure that the shoulders would be hunched forward. Maybe it's because we're on the computers a lot, but we do tend to hunch more. People with a really straight back, shoulders back, there's an air of kind of confidence, whether you feel it or not. So just standing straighter is a huge one. The other big one is making eye contact, but not in a scary way. You know, so it's a nice,
watching you.
Way. Yeah, exactly. You know, the mama glare, mama glare.
The mama glare.
No, yeah, no, it's a really kind of, hi, I'm attending to what you're saying. You know, and because when people avert their eyes while you're talking, you know, it might be because they're feeling socially anxious or they're finding you boring, but it does convey that you're not connected. So eye contact, posture, huge. Just do that in your day and good things will happen.
Okay, what are the absolute no-nos for body language?
Well, I think absolute no-nos is when you're essentially monotone, getting into tone of voice and those types of things. But a lot of people talk about having a closed posture, so arms crossed or legs crossed. Those types of things can convey the message that you're disinterested. And likewise, I think, you know, what you're actually doing with your face, are you frowning? A lot of people talk, and even if they're not happy, even if they are happy, we'll actually be frowning. You know, the little crow's feet?
I do.
So I think the two things, watch whether you're open or closed in terms of your posture. And secondly, kind of be aware of your facial expressions. If I'm interested in something, do the eyebrow raise and the kind of, I get crow's feet and, you know, that pensive kind of look. And it can look like I'm cranky pants, but I'm actually just really interested. But if that was another person looking at me, they could interpret that actually means I'm angry or irritable.
Or you've got constipation.
Or I've got constipation. Who knows? They could be making multiple interpretations. So, you know, this is the thing. It's super important, I think, to monitor those two things. Yeah.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. The article is called Sourcing Your Inner Wonder Woman in the December edition of Mind Food magazine. Once again, you can go to Dr. Emily's brand new website, www.dremilyoleary.com. Thank you, Wonder Woman, for your time.
Well, right back at you, Wonder Woman. I'll see you later.